Parshas Vayechi. Many of us bench our children on Friday night, others on Erev Yom Kippur, but we all use the immortal words of Yaakov Avinu in his wonderful bracha Yisimcha Elikim Ke Ephraim VeChemenasha, that our children should be benched and should grow up to be like Ephraim and Menashe. There are many different perushim as to what he meant and what we mean when we say Ke Ephraim VeChemenasha. The Mefarshim are medayik in the Psukim that in the first place he didn't say the bracha Ke Ephraim VeChemenasha. First he put his hands on the heads of Ephraim and Menashe, and then we had the story that Yosef saw that he'd switched his hands and tried to lift his hands and change his father's decision, and Yaakov insisted, "No, I know that I've switched intentionally, even though Menashe is older, but Ephraim is going to be greater," and he insists on putting his right hand on the head of Ephraim, and then he says his wonderful bracha, Ke Ephraim VeChemenasha. Says the Agra Dekala from the Bnei Yisoscha that Ephraim and Menashe displayed incredible feelings of love and affection for one another as brothers. Let us look at Menashe, who realized that his grandfather was giving the better bracha to his younger brother. If we would have been in that situation, we would have complained, we would have had something to say, and they knew the value of a bracha from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov himself was the one who had fought to get a bracha from his father. And nevertheless, Menashe didn't say a word. Ephraim himself was destined to get the better bracha, and then his father gets involved and tries to change the decision. If we would have been there in Ephraim's position, we would have told our father, please don't get involved. If the grandfather decides to give me the better bracha, I'm going to take it. But no, Ephraim also didn't say a word. When Yaakov Avinu saw the wonderful midas, the wonderful way that Ephraim and Menashe treated one another, that they were happy if their brother gets the bracha, then he benched them and all of us. Yisimcha Elikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bench our children to grow up to be like Ephraim and Menashe, with a brotherly love, which in every situation will allow and be happy and encourage other brothers to be successful. Later in the parasha, Yaakov Avinu admonishes his children, Shimon Velevi, and he says to them, Shimon Velevi Achim Klechom Asmecheiroi Sehem. He describes them as brothers. And the Medrash asks why this is relevant. In the Pasuk over here, says the Medrash, Shimon Velevi Achim, when it came to Dino, you knew what it meant to be Achim. You were Moser Nefesh for your sister, as Rashi says, that they are called Achei Dino because they put their lives in danger in order to save their sister. Says the Medrash, Shimon Velevi Achim, why did you only display these feelings of Achva towards Dina? Klechomas Mecheres Haim, when it came to Yosef, you didn't act like brothers, you were prepared to sell him. So the introduction of Shimon Velevi Achim was actually part of the criticism that they did not display the correct feelings of Achva towards Yosef. Yosef, on the other hand, in last week's parasha, says to his brothers, Ani Yosef Achichem, I am Yosef, your brother, Asher Mechalta Moisi Mitzrayimo, who you sold me to Mitzrayim. Well, we know that Yosef is the one who we sold to Mitzrayim. It's been discussed so many times, says the Ohr HaChaim. Ani Yosef Achichem, I feel for you like brothers. I'm desperate to be mative to you, and I felt that way even at the time, Asher Mechalta Moisi Mitzrayim, even when you were being so unkind to me. Nevertheless, I felt like a brother, and I wish to be mative to you. And that's why now, when I'm the ruler in Mitzrayim and you're in dire times, I'm going to help you. I'll give you and look after all your families. The Pasuk says, Lo sasa'ev adoimi, do not despise, do not hurt Edoim, Esav, Kiyochichohu, because he is your brother, says the Malbim. Edom is very worthy of being despised and very worthy that we should antagonize them. Says the Torah, Kiyochichohu. A brother, even if a brother is unkind to you, but you have to react to him in a nice way. Just like Yosef said, Ani Yosef Echichem, even at the time of Hashem Echatem, Yosef Mitzrayimo, I'm going to look after all your families, even though you sold me, so too, Yosef Saiv Adoimi, because a true definition of a brother is a brother is will always be kind to his brother, even if there might be room for to feel that his brother wasn't kind to him. In Shir HaShirim, Shlomo HaMelech speaks to Hashem in the name of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi yitencha ka'och li. Halavai, we wish that your relationship with us would be like that of a brother. Say the Mefarshim, a brother is expected to be kind and helpful even if his sibling wasn't good to him. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, true, we might not have behaved. True, we might have done a virus. Mi yitencha, halavai, that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ka'och, would be like a brother, that you would be pay us back. Toiva tachas ro, just like Yosef did, so too Hashem should do to us. The Yalkut says in Shoftim, a rule that we know from other places, Ein zare shel Esav nimsar elo, Biyad Bonov Shel Rochel. The Yeshua always comes through the children of Rochel when it comes to Golas Edom and Esav. Says the Yalkut, why are the children of Rochel singled out? Why are they special in the comes to the bringing of the Gula? Because all the other brothers, there's a tine on them, there's a blemish, there's something missing in their feelings of brotherly love. They are not the ones who can win against Esav. But Bnei Rochel, who never did an Aveira of selling Mechiris Esav, and to the contrary, Bnei Yosef are the ones who displayed this incredible Liebschaft of Ani Yosef Achichem, they are the ones who will bring about the Gula, Mizara Shel Esav. In Yirmiah, the Novi says, Bo'eis Hahi, in those days, at that time, when Mashiach will come speedily in our days, Bo'eis Hahi, at that time, Eheye Leilokim, I will be the God, I will be the Savior, L'chol Mishpachos Yisrael, to all the Mishpachos in Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk doesn't say L'chol Yisrael, L'chol Bnei Yisrael, L'chol Mishpachos Yisrael. Says the Medrash, to whom will the Gula come? Not to people who stand as individuals. The Gula comes, L'chol Mishpachos Yisrael. If we display to one another feelings of Mishpacha, an ability and a wish to sacrifice on behalf of our family members, that's what creates a Mishpacha. And the Gula comes to Mishpachos Yisrael. And even if sometimes as a family member who wasn't so kind and might not have been helpful, but the word Mishpacha means Mishpacha like Yosef, who is Meshalim Toiva Tachas Ro. Even if somebody was unkind to me, I have to go out of my way to be kind to him. To these people the Geula will come, just like the Yalkut says that the Geula only comes Bizchus Bnei Rochel, who were Meshalim Toiva Tachas Ro. Like we see in this parsha, Ephraim and Manasseh, this is the bracha that we give to our children, that they should grow up to feel for one another, to put themselves out, to be able to help one another. That's our bracha to our children. And in the zechus of Yisimcha Lekim, Kephraim and Manasseh, may we be zeicha that our relationship with one another will be Mishpachos Yisrael. May we be zoicha that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mi Yitencha Ka'achli. May we be zoicha to see speedily in our days Bo'ei Sahi Ehaya Lilikim L'chol Mishpachos Yisrael.